Mom and Dad would say, you're another year older, another year wiser, but I still go to school to get an education. I treat each and every day like a mini vacation. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up.
Poor desperate Dara Dark. Armadillo Dave can't save you now.
He will too, Mantooth the Magician. You'll see.
Hey, put the hat down. That's property of the United States government. Let her go, Mantooth.
I'm over here, Armadillo Dave.
I'm sorry, nearsighted.
Get him!
All in an armadillo's day, Dara Dark.
Look out for your mailbag. I'm never gonna get this science project done on time. First I have to come up with a theme and build a maze, then I have to train a mouse to race through it. Using the behavioral theories learned in science class.
How long do you have to do it?
A month. Gee, that's not so bad. I was assigned 3 weeks ago. I got caught up on my new project. A time-lapse film of my work growing.
I did that maze project last year. Let's see it.
It's supposed to look something like this, but whoever did this must have been some kind of genius.
Oh, that's my maze.
You did this?
Yeah, I kind of got inspired after I got lost in a Gigantamart.
Hey, Chucky, you think you can help me with my maze?
I'm there, good buddy. I just touched your work, didn't I? Whatever you do, make sure you don't skimp on the mouse. If you want a good grade, you need a good mouse.
Don't worry, I'm gonna buy the fastest mouse they have.
I'll catch up with you. I'm gonna pick up a new Armadillo Dave comic.
Any idea what the theme for your maze is gonna be, Tommy? How about a torture chamber? Because that's what you're doing to the poor mouse.
Kimmy, it's just a simple maze.
To you? To the mouse, it's neighborhoods of endless cul-de-sacs. He'll be lost and confused.
Don't worry. Every time he takes a wrong turn, I'll hit him with an electric shock. Kidding. Not one mouse in the whole store?
Wait, there's a fast-looking one.
Where?
In there. It's climbing across that boa constrictor space. Oops. I guess it wasn't that fast after all.
I don't know. He went down pretty fast.
This place is a horror show. Here we go!
Excuse me, I need a...
Let me guess. A mouse. So does every other kid in this city.
You don't have any?
Only one. No one wanted him.
Oh, poor thing.
We'll take it.
Save me, Armadillo Dave!
I'm coming, Dara!
Hold it!
Who are you?
Mr. Plank of Plank Comics, I came to inform you I'm officially terminating Armadillo Dave comic books.
Terminating?
Ceasing publication. Canceling the series, killing off your character.
Just try.
Look, I don't want this to get ugly, but if the two of you aren't off these pages pronto, I'm going to call security.
The two of us?
We're discontinuing the girl, too. Oh, boys!
You're a monster, Mr. Plank.
No!
Chucky, what is it?
They're killing off Armadillo Dave. This is his last comic book ever.
Gee, tough break.
Sorry, Chucky.
Feel for you, pal.
Hey, anybody ever try one of those deep-fried pickles on a stick?
Chucky has, haven't you, Chucky?
Chucky?
Kimmy, I'm gonna flunk science with this maze.
Well, would you rather graduate or know you were kind to a defenseless little animal? Hey, get in here before I make a very small coat out of you!
I'm coming in! That rat's in its cage, right?
You should have seen your face, girls.
Hey, missed you guys at the mall. Whoa, don't mean to trash the Chuckster, but this is the worst looking maze ever.
Chucky didn't do this. He was a no-show. I did.
Ooh. Primo job, bro. That mouse sure has its work cut out for it.
Yeah, like we'll ever survive getting him out of his cage.
I can't believe you're scared of a little mousy.
Don't! No, dude!
Mice are the new dogs. You just have to know how to talk to them.
Yeah! Hold me. Come on, let's go find Chucky. He promised he'd help.
I know he's in there. I can hear his inhaler.
I wonder if he's still upset about Armadillo Dave ending.
No way. I mean, he's Chucky, but he's not that Chucky. Chucky?
Oh, hi, guys.
Had enough, boys? Had enough? Had enough?
This is issue number 154. When Armadillo Dave battled Mr. 2020, the crazed laser eye surgeon, he won.
I don't get it, Chucky. I didn't even think you were that into this comic book.
I guess I didn't either, until the cruel hand of fate yanked him from my life.
An Armadillo Dave nose hair clipper? Ew!
Ow!
At least you had 12 good years with him.
7. I didn't start reading till I was 5. 7 short years.
You know, sometimes they say it helps getting your mind off your sorrows, but how? How? I know! Helping me build my maze!
Who could think clearly at a time like this?
Wow, he's really in bad shape. We have to snap him out of this funk. Any ideas?
We hold a seance and have Chucky talk to Armadillo Dave from the other side.
Armadillo Dave isn't a real person, Dill.
Yet talking to people from the other side, you have no problem with.
I have an idea. Let's say Phil's pet turtle, Shelly, accidentally got flushed down the toilet. What would you do?
I'd feel bad, but I'd just get another one.
Exactly! We'd take Chucky to the mall and help him pick out another superhero.
It's worth a shot. Come on, let's go.
And maybe after we can go back to the pet store.
Why? Look at all these superheroes, Chucky. Sir Scallop, the Arid Avenger. Senor Suede. Gotta be one here you like.
How about this hottie?
Liquid Lucy. She can turn herself into anything, from a Sherman tank to a pizza.
I get indigestion just thinking about her.
Okay, how about Methane Mike and Sulfur Boy?
better known as Grandpa after a meat and cabbage dinner.
Guys, look, I appreciate it, but none of those could take the place of Armadillo Dave.
Maybe nobody has to. There's a comic book convention at Schuster Center.
Maybe we can convince the guy who does Armadillo Dave to keep drawing him.
Talk, 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 talk to the real Max Leopold.
Sure. I bet you're not the only kid who feels this way. What'd I tell ya? No way Mr. Leopold can stop drawing him now. Let's go meet him.
If the line's not a mile long.
It's not.
Good, we're in luck. Let's go. Hi, do you know when Mr. Leopold will be here?
Couldn't tell you. He just told me to put on the suit and sit here.
Try a week from never. The old guy's living in some retirement home somewhere. He never comes out anymore.
There's Newtomic Man! Oh my gosh, pinch me. That was Newtomic Man. Half nuclear power, half atomic power.
Sounds dangerous. If he wasn't a fictitious character.
You were saying?
Sorry, Chucky. We gave it a try. And my maze is due tomorrow. Let's go home.
No. I mean, would Armadillo Dave just throw up his hands and quit?
Armadillo Dave can't lift his arms. They're too short.
Well, he wouldn't. Neither am I. We're gonna go home and we're gonna find out Max Leopold and beg him not to stop drawing Armadillo Dave. Now let's go.
Hey, Harold. Cute. My identity is revealed. Just as well. I was getting nauseous smelling my own breath.
Who are you?
Killer Bee Boy! Protector of all things pollinated! Killer Bee Boy! Who strikes fear in the hearts of picnickers everywhere!
That's a superhero?
Yeah! Well, he beats the hickey out of that Armadillo Dave guy. What's he? Half man, half Cassew?
Get a step outside.
Ooh, I'm a skid. Yeah! Buzzer! Buzzer! Buzzer!
This is embarrassing, guys. More for me than you, obviously.
Fine. But consider yourself served! It's a little big. It's my dad's old costume.
Okay, these pushpins represent all the old age homes Mr. Leopold might live in.
We're not gonna call all those pins, are we? There has to be 100 of them.
Thank you. He's not in Leisure Suit Village.
99.
We're gonna be living in one of those places by the time you're done.
Yeah, Tommy's right. Why can't there just be a place called Home for Retired Cartoon Artists?
Home for Retired Cartoon Artists and Voices.
Ooh, so close.
Lil, call it.
It's a long shot, but suit yourself. Hello, I am looking for a Max Leopold. He isn't. That's okay. I'll call him later when he's back in his room.
We found him!
Knocky knock knock. Can I help you?
We're here to see Max Leopold. I'm his biggest fan.
Medical personnel only at this hour.
Who was also a world-renowned surgeon.
Don't surgeons have to have clean nails?
Excuse me, sir. I don't want to pull rank here, but when those old and lonely illustrators in there ask why there wasn't a show tonight, you want to be the one to tell them it was your fault?
What show?
We're carolers.
In March?
We're Easter carolers. Easter Sunday, it's a fun day. Dying eggs, making baskets, walking in a parade. Easter, ooh,
that was beautiful.
I got you now, Speedy Sam.
Honk, honk.
Hi, we're looking for Mr. Leopold's room.
He's in room. Excuse me.
No running in the hall, please.
Room 12.
Hello, Mr. Leopold. My name is Chucky Finster. I am a big fan of Armadillo Dave. He was my friend. I learned to read thanks to him. Well, not really, but I learned to read thought bubbles. I know things change when you grow up, but I wasn't ready for the biggest one, losing Armadillo Dave. So I'm here to ask you to reconsider.
First, he's not Mr. Leopold. I am. Secondly, get out. Thirdly, my place, Luce.
Not until you promise not to end Armadillo Dave. Are those your molars?
Armadillo Dave had his place in the sun, but that sun set.
But he doesn't need sun. Remember when he was trapped in the dryer of 1,000 socks with only his poor eyesight and his ability to burrow to rely on?
You really need to watch more TV. See this? Arthritis. From drawing that crustacean for 42 years.
Crustacean? He's a Dasypus hybridus. Mr. Leopold, Armadillo Dave can't be happy how his life ended. Draw one more issue. End it the right way, please.
I'm through with that turtle wannabe. Now I'm late for my sponge bath.
Hand me that glue, will you, Phil?
I still say there's no way that rat's gonna fit in that mace.
Only one way to find out. One of us puts him in. And by one of us, I mean anybody but me.
No way I'm touching that stapler with fur.
Well, I'm too weak from blood loss. Okay, we work as a team. I'll open the door. Phil, you grab the rat, toss him into the shoebox, and Lil will dump him in the maze, okay? On three. One, two...
Bye!
See ya. Good luck with that!
Hi, guys.
Chucky! Okay, the contest is in less than 24 hours. The first thing we need is a cool theme. Any ideas?
Darkness? A bottomless abyss that plummets into black nothingness.
Okay, you're sad. I get it. But enough already. Isn't it time you got over Armadillo Dave?
Over him?
Yeah. I never really got this in the first place. I mean, if you're gonna moan about some superhero, at least pick a good one. Armadillo Dave had to be the lamest superhero ever. He was nearsighted, slow, and a klutz.
Yeah, well, so am I. Maybe he did just roll into a ball and let bad guys beat on him. Maybe he wasn't flashy like all those other superheroes. But he was still super to me! Ugh.
There are over 20 species of armadillo. The largest is the giant armadillo.
Wow, this show's given me a newfound respect for the animal kingdom. Fish stick?
Dad, how did you get over it when Mom died?
Well, gee, you know, part of me will always miss her. But I had you to take care of, and then Kira and Kimmy came along. You know, sometimes I think the best way to forget your problems is by helping others with theirs.
The armadillo may be a nearsighted and defenseless creature, but it's learned to survive anything life throws at it.
I'm going with Beatsy pajamas tonight. Care to join me?
Gee, sounds tempting. No thanks. I can't believe Chucky'd bail on me like this, all because he lost some dumb comic book character. I don't get it.
Maybe you're not supposed to, T.
What's that mean?
We don't know what it's like to lose someone we love. Chucky does. His mom.
Right. Man, why didn't I think of that?
It's the feetsy pajamas, bro. Yeah, they do something to a man.
Whoa! What are you doing out here?
I was just coming over to see you.
I was coming to see you.
I'm sorry, Tommy.
No, I'm sorry.
I made a promise to help you, and I should have kept it.
But I didn't know what you were going through. I wasn't being very understanding.
Thanks. Aren't we supposed to hug now or something?
Oh, we can skip that part.
Good.
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 You still need help with that maze?
Only a ton.
Come on.
awesome job, dude.
Thanks.
Welcome to the third annual Crazy Maze Race. Let me introduce this year's judges. Television and recording star Emeka. Couldn't be here due to a lip-syncing fiasco at the Syracuse State Fair. In her place, we're lucky to get racing champ Oil Can Bonnet. And special guest Armadillo Dave. Here to promote the last issue of his long-running comic book. And the last judge, well, me. Okay, girls and boys, start your rodents.
It looks great. But have you figured out how you're going to get Jaws in there?
This is a tip from the armadillo. Tommy? I'm ready to say goodbye to Armadillo Dave. I don't need a hero to believe in anymore. I am one. Besides, I don't want to end up like that.
Well, you always have the memories.
Oh, you'll be fine without me, Chucky. I know it.
I know it, too. Thank you, Armadillo Dave, for everything.
No, thank you.
Watch the fire hydrant!